our service, this being the first Sunday of the month. We begin another round of our outreach collections for another deserving cause or organization. For those of you who may not be familiar with it, none of the money that we collected on a Sunday morning goes for any of our internal budgetary purposes. It was all for causes, organizations, good works we hope to support, we do support beyond our congregation. So today, for the month of March, the recipient of our outreach collections will be a local establishment, Marguerite Place. To tell us a little bit about that and how this will be used, is I'm very pleased to welcome, and I ask you to also join me in welcoming Barbara Howell, so that we can speak to us. Barbara.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning, everyone. And thank you so much for asking Marguerite's Place to be the recipient for your March collections. Marguerite's Place is a transitional housing program for women and children in crisis. We're located on Palm Street in Nashua. We have 10 furnished apartments, and we also have an on-site daycare. We were founded in 1994 by the Grey Nuns, Sister Sharon Walsh and Sister Elaine Fahey, who I'm sorry to say will be leaving New Hampshire after they formed their ministry and have turned it over to lay people to manage. They will be returning to Yardley, Pennsylvania to yet go off and do something else to help the poor. I've lived in Nashua over 30 years. I was on the board of Marguerite's Place for several years prior to becoming their CEO almost 2 years ago. And I have to say, I was ignorant to how much homelessness and hunger there was right in the city of Nashua. Marguerite's Place is an active member of the Continuum of Care, which meets once a month at City Hall, and we're all agencies that work together to support the poor. I have brought with me today one of my clients, Katie Kelly, who after in your coffee hour, we have some literature, and Katie will have an exciting story to share with you. I'm going to talk a little bit about Katie right now with her permission. Katie came to us after being in a place called Odyssey up in Canterbury, New Hampshire, which is a home where women are there for that have drug abuse and with their children. Katie didn't know who I was at the time when we went up to tour Odyssey, and she was very animated and showed me her room and showed me how well she was taking care of her son, and just said, I really hope whoever's in charge there really thinks about taking me and bringing me on board. And she said to me after she knew that I was the CEO, she probably would have been nervous and not herself, but I'm so proud of Katie. She'll be able to share more of her story with you later, but Katie came to us homeless with her little boy. Her little boy is thriving in daycare. Thomas will be 2. He's gonna have a nice birthday party this week. Katie's currently at the Red Cross getting training to become a licensed nursing assistant. She's received her GED. She also was fortunate to be the recipient of a donated car. She was able to get her driver's license. So those are the few of the things that with the kindness and generosity of people like yourselves that make our program as successful as it has been. Since 1994, we have helped over 350 women and children in our program. I wish I could say that we don't have a big wait list, but we do. We have one woman who was fortunate to go into public housing this week. So my hardest part of the job is to take another person into our program. And everyone who comes to see us is homeless and they have children. What's nice about our program is we accept women between the ages of 18 and 45. And the children we take until they're at the age of 12. I have a lot of literature with me that I'll be happy to share with you. I just want to thank you all so very much for giving us the opportunity to be here today. And I thank Steve and I thank your congregation for this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Thanks for being here. And Katie, we welcome you here as well. So
bearing in mind all that we have just heard, let us receive our outreach collection for this morning.